Hello, and welcome once again to the Computer Gaming World podcast. This is Jeff Green, the editor-in-chief of Computer Gaming World, and I have the usual esteemed group of gaming journalists and what the heck do we call you, Scott?
I'm producing this puppy, so that's about it.
Producer puppy.
Yeah.
Scott
puppy producer.
Okay.
Whatever.
Whatever that means.
Yeah.
And with me today are the following journalists.
Ryan Scott, reviews editor.
Darren Glasdon. I feel so weird calling myself a journalist.
So do we.
Sean Elliott, the internaut.
You know, right before we came down here, I was looking at the message board where we'd ask people to ask questions of us, and one guy wanted to know if we could separate all our voices by channel on a regular basis so that they always knew that coming out of their left ear was Darren, for example.
I'm going to say no.
Can I come out of the subwoofer?
Yeah.
No.
So they're just going to have to get used to us this way?
Yeah. Sorry, dude. We're recording in mono.
Sorry, dude. Okay. With that out of the way, let's talk about a pretty interesting piece of news for at least some of us that came out this week, which was Apple's announcement. Apple has never really had a whole lot to do with us. Some of us like Apple, but their support of the gaming community over the years, not so hot. But the news this week was pretty interesting, even to gamers. And maybe I'll turn it over to Darren to explain what we heard.
You mean the wonders of boot camp?
Yes.
So the short version is you can now play any PC game you want, in effect, on a Mac. So you're not a slave to OS X anymore.
So boot camp, basically, I mean, that's the code name of a download.
That's just the software. Basically, it makes the Windows OS kind of like with a Mac interface. But theoretically, the drivers are already in place. So as long as you make a firmware update on any, your Mac Pro notebook or G5 or whatever, you could just install a partition with OS with XP.
So this is actually Windows XP running on a Mac. This is not XP running on top of the Mac OS, right?
Correct.
It's just running natively.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty freaking profound after all these years of not being able to do that. So now those who have a Mac can actually play all that whole history of PC gaming they've been denied all these long years, should they want to.
Now, I know that, like, actually in the office, Jeremy Parrish from 1UP, he actually did some tests on his own on his new MacBook Pro.
Yeah.
So he did his tests on that, and it came out. He was actually pretty impressive that he got Half-Life 2 up and running. Not high res because it's a notebook, but 1280 by 768.
Basically, as good as he could get on a PC notebook.
And
right?
And there was no hiccups, no extra downtime. It was just the same experience.
So can we all just buy iBooks now?
If you wanted I'm sure you could.
Have they made any desktops?
It'll work with the desktop. I mean, basically, any desktop that's using the new Intel CPU, it'll work
with. That was going to be the big thing. Anything Intel-based will be able to, they'll be able to split out the partition and, have the OS, OS X on one and XP on the other.
I mean, in that respect, it's pretty cool.
So we don't need any stinking PC or, any Windows-based PCs anymore, right?
Maybe fewer blue screens, whatever. Well, Jeff, you're a Mac user at home sometimes.
Well,
right?
Not really. I mean, I used to work in a Macintosh magazine, but once you get out of that, it's kind of like when you quit smoking and then you really hate smokers. That's kind of how I was.
Quit the cult.
Yeah, I mean, I was in the cult and then I got out and then I hated Apple. And actually, I've been kind of an iPod convert. I'm really into my iPod, but I've never wanted a Mac again. And part of it is just my disdain for them for ignoring the gaming community for so long. When it seemed like years and years ago, they had a chance to really capture that crowd. What was Windows 1.0, if not just an incredibly lame version of the Mac OS,
Yeah.
They had the first graphical UI, and then they blew it. So, the idea that they could—I was reading the quarter to three boards this morning, and there's a whole bunch of guys on there now who are actually talking about buying iBooks, and these are lifelong Apple haters who now see the last barrier has dropped for them, and the things that are cool about, you know, Mac products, the sleek looks and all that are suddenly now are more than just eye candy to them.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of people, I'm on that fence as well. I mean, like, I've been, like, for a long time debating, you know, going on the Apple side, but there is no compelling reason because I can't play any games aside from WoW.
Mm-hmm. Sean, are you going to get a Mac now?
No.
You don't like Apple stuff, do you? Well, you have an iPod.
No, I have to use Apple for editing purposes, like the rest of us here. Actually, I was thinking about the rest of the people in this building. I heard some excuses for why they use Apples, that it keeps them from playing games. So now I wonder if everyone is going to be on WoW. It's not supposed to be. But how does that even work for the Apple illiterate, like video cards and all that kind of stuff?
Well, I mean, like some of the newer machines, they're using, you know, ATI cards and whatnot. So, I mean, it's not a huge stretch. I mean, as long as they have the base level AT, you know, the Intel and ATI chipset, they're good to go.
But this is just speculation on my part. Didn't the Apple hardware just for some reason work better and faster than PC because the OS was more what am I looking for here? Because I remember talking with a couple people about it that for some reason that the graphics were faster and the CPU and the memory just talked to each other a lot better on the Apple machines.
It was a relatively streamlined OS. I think that's been an argument for a long time. I don't know if that was a point of the hardware or the software.
I don't know. I use my wife's iBook now and then, and I can't understand the Finder at all.
You can guarantee that there's some listeners just banging their dashboards right now, wanting to correct us.
No, please do, guys. Let us know.
We're new to this world. Please help us.
Yeah, and we don't like it.
It scares us.
In theory, if you can install Windows on a Mac, couldn't you maybe now install like Mac OS on a PC?
Exactly. That's what I'm wondering, too.
Good grief. Why would you want to?
You want that nice frosty interface or being able to use Quark, InDesign?
The only thing I see that they have different is that when you use Yahoo Messenger, little faces come up when you're chatting.
Yeah, Dallas Kid has that on his computer all the time. And I'm like, I miss that. That's kind of cool.
Cool wasn't the word I was thinking.
Okay. Lame.
All right. Moving on from the Mac. No, not even that word. Into other one last bit of hardware techie sort of news, but gaming related, is the evil that is Star Force.
That's not hardware. That's software.
But whatever.
Well, it'll mess up your hardware.
Yeah, it will.
We're going to take your mic away.
No, you're not.
You're losing rights.
You're now facing a libel suit.
I'm facing a libel suit
just for
calling it evil.
Just for calling it evil.
Some call it Star Force evil. Not me.
There we go.
Ryan, though. He would call it evil.
I heart Star Force. Star Force, for those who don't know, is a controversial copy protection scheme found on some computer games now that has been alleged to cause malfunctions with people's CD drives, DVD drives, computers in general, and perhaps humanity at large. It's been blamed for all sorts of ills. And
I think cancer, too.
Cancer, right. And Darren?
Yeah.
But we now have something that we're calling the Star Force Watch here at CGW, which is we're going to let you guys know about games that have Star Force, that install Star Force on your PCs when you buy these games, and maybe you don't want to do that.
All right. Well, for this week, the two games that came across my desk that I wanted to check out that I pretty much had to uninstall. Let me see. There's Space Rangers 2, which just came out, and I haven't uninstalled it yet. I'm going to give it one try, but there you go. Thank you, Star Force, for ruining that experience.
CSI as well.
Actually, I'll get to that in a second. Let's see. The joy of CSI. But Uber Soldier, another fun one, which I'm sure is going to grace somebody's hard drive somewhere. Not mine, though.
Now, why don't we tell people, in case they don't know, this is the first time they're hearing about it, if they install, why are you neglecting, or why are you reluctant to install Uber Soldier?
Well, actually, I could do this with the help of a new box from... Actually, this is the new CSI game. I was, like, holding up to Scott like there's a camera here. What the hell's wrong with me?
That's the other show.
Yeah, exactly. So it's CSI, Three Dimensions of Murder, and much Scott, like...
This is the one with 3D gameplay.
Apparently, it's revolutionary here in 2006. But
3D, you say?
craziness.
Wow.
And they have this, like, Surgeon General's kind of warning on the back in, like, really fine print if you read it upside down against a mirror. This game contains technology intended to prevent copying that may conflict with some CDRW, DVDRW, and virtual drives. Basically, it could screw up your computer if you leave it unchecked.
So there's actually a warning sticker on this box now, warning you that if you install this game, it may screw up your computer. Thanks to StarForce.
Thank you, guys. Really, that's great.
Now, this, we have to say, is, I believe, on every shipping product by Ubisoft.
Right.
Is it not?
But it's in this specific
not
case.
Only Ubisoft, but...
Well, a lot of Ubisoft games.
I am
games.
So not getting any other games now.
Well, this is the case where they've got us by the balls. I mean, if it was anything else, you know, Uber Soldier, that's fine. But this is CSI: Three Dimensions of Murder. If we want to play it, we've got to have it. Which of us?
And who's not
going to
want to
play it?
That.
So right, we're,
no,
we're
but
all.
But you find yourself wondering, like, is this going to be in Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter, or is this going to be in? Any
well,
other
I'll tell you, it was it in the Heroes of Might and Magic 5 beta that I was playing,
and that caused a lot of the screw ups, didn't it? Or
well, it didn't actually. It didn't cause screw ups because I wouldn't install it. I didn't want it on my machine, so I wouldn't play the beta.
I just have a problem with, you know, it's like they know that this software messes up people's machines, but yet they put it on there anyway. What are you thinking?
Allegedly.
And then
they're denying it.
Well, you know, now there's that lawsuit that's happening.
Right.
Somebody speak.
Somebody talking there, Darren.
All right, I'll keep. I just feel like
it's
I'm
a class
just,
action lawsuit out there.
There you go. I mean, like, and the guys behind that who are prosecuting this are the guys who basically were going against Sony for their copy protection on CDs.
Oh, the DRMs.
Exactly. Yeah. The rootkit.
Oh, the rootkits. Yeah.
So I mean, this is serious business, yeah. And I don't know. It's kind of interesting because there are some. I think we've talked about this before. How some games, like, you know. StarDock, they released right. Galactic Civ 2, and there's no copy protection on it whatsoever, and still people are buying it by the truckloads.
Oblivion,
you know, I don't have a
records today.
Yeah,
I don't have a problem with people doing copy protection. I totally believe.
Oh, I get
developers
it
and you know developers, artists, they all should get paid for their work. I have no problems with that. But when you start messing with my hardware, the yeah. stuff that I've paid hard-earned money for, or you know, however I got them. You know, I'm going to say no. I'm going to sit there and look at that and go, no, I'm sorry. There's too much possibility of a problem with it. I'm not going to touch it.
I right. agree with you completely.
And you know, and the thing is, I started going back through my old catalog of games that I really loved playing, like Silent Storm. Awesome game. StarForce.
Yep.
And it just, you have to start. And the thing is, it installs the stuff in the background. You don't even notice it until you finish the install. And it goes, you have to reboot your computer now for StarForce to work.
Right. And apparently you can start telling that maybe something is wrong as if you're noticing your CD drive slowing down, you know, the access time's getting longer, things like that.
Well, I mean, that's one part of it. I mean, if you like reboot your computer fairly frequently, it shouldn't be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But... one thing I think that a bigger problem behind it is that it leaves open the possibility that, you know, it leaves your computer vulnerable to hackers. And they, yeah. and they can access, like, every level of your computer if they want to.
Why
theoretically.
Just the fact that there's a warning sticker on a box for a game warning you that it may screw up your computer. Why should we even have to deal with that BS, you know? I mean, that's another reason to just get an Xbox and say the hell with it, you know? Frankly. You know, I mean, they got to get rid of that crap.
The StarForce guys, the guys who make it, claim that all these cases against it are the work of malicious pirate groups.
Oh, sure, so. Yeah. Well, they also claim that, like, Elvis is dancing on Mars now with, you know...
Jim Morrison and Janis Joplin and...
Yeah, these are the same guys who actually on their forums pointed to torrent sites for Galactic Civ 2 so you could download it for free.
Yeah, that was a class act.
That was a really classy act there. Yeah,
there
was... The other thing they did was they had that great contest to disprove... that StarForce did anything bad to your PC. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. And you have to bring the PC to
Russia. Their office, which happens to be in Russia. And so then when nobody surprisingly didn't show up to Russia, then they declared that, see, no one could prove it.
Hey, Ryan, actually...
which is a great kind of logic.
Did you get any hate mail from your story that you wrote about StarForce? They threatened to sue you, or...?
No, I actually never heard back from the guy after... after I first contacted him.
Oh, you contacted the crazy Russian guy?
Oh,
sorry,
yeah.
Allegedly
yeah.
crazy Russian guy.
There was a big thread on their forums where some people were going back and forth about, like, they were trying to defend themselves, and it eventually got locked because everybody was just going off about how bad Starforce was.
Yeah.
And then a couple weeks ago, they one of their moderators posted something about how this other security company had done all these tests comparing Starforce against all these other copy protection methods, and that all these claims were false. And they linked to it, and the thing they linked to was just like another company owned by the Starforce guys.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'm just going to declare guilty until proven innocent with these guys.
Yeah, I will always look for that on there, the Surgeon General's warning, and if it's there, I'm not touching the game. I don't care how much people say, oh, this is the greatest thing ever, not touching it.
If the company's putting something on their box, then they know something we don't.
I think we should start doing a Starforce alert in our reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Automatically dock everything a star.
Oh wait.
No stars. Okay, so we asked y'all to send in your questions, and we got a lot of them, actually, surprisingly, which means somebody's paying attention. We got mail to both our mailbox and the message board, and there's not time at all for nearly all of yours. So if we don't read your question here today, that doesn't mean we don't like you, even though maybe we don't. It just means that we couldn't get to your question today. But there's a couple here we picked out, kind of general gaming sorts of stuff that we thought we'd read and address. And the first one comes from Danish Viking 45 on our message board.
Preceded by 44.
right. Who the other 44 are, we don't want to know.
Does that mean just to get silly and pause for a minute, that he was registering an account, he put in Danish Viking, that name was already taken, and he went again, and he
Danish
went
Viking
again.
Danish Viking 2, Danish Viking
right.
3.
And then
that's determination.
Between 13 and 28, he made a skip, so he went to Danish Viking 30, and that was a no-go, so he kept going up, and he landed at 45.
Uh-huh. It's persistence, though.
You know, they do have long winters.
He had nothing else to do.
I was just saying.
Right.
Please don't send us hate mail for that. That was a joke.
This is not the new Canadian corner.
And we love Danishes. Okay, so Danish Viking 45 asks us, it's a multi-part question. This is directed towards all of us. What is your favorite genre? What is your favorite game of all time? And what is your favorite game maker designer? If you could answer those, then we would be able to understand you a bit more, right? Probably not. Well, I would appreciate it. That was him, not me. I don't appreciate it, but Danish Viking does.
You don't want to hear what we have to say.
No, I don't. So, who wants to start? That's a good question.
Hey, what the hell? I'll start since you guys
want to
jump in there.
Oh, okay.
I'm a RPG.
Yeah. Huh.
Also, first person shooter.
Yeah.
I think my most favorite game is Diablo and Diablo 2.
Those are good games.
Mm-hmm.
We approve.
I wasted many, many, many an hour on those.
You're not alone.
No.
Ryan?
Favorite genre, probably old adventure games, like the Sierra LucasArts ones. I miss those. Nowadays, it's probably games like adventure games like Beyond Good and Evil.
So adventure games, mostly.
Yeah. I also dig stealth action games, too. There's not a lot of good ones on the PC, though.
Don't you dare say that again. You're out of here. Favorite game of all time?
PC game?
Yeah, PC game. Hi.
No, tell us about
gaming world. Sheesh.
Tell us about your favorite DS game.
What? What magazine is this?
Nintendogs. All right, go on.
My favorite game of all time is probably either Sam & Max or the original Gabriel Knight.
Ah.
Both very good
classics.
Didn't even know you were alive for either of those games.
Thanks.
He got the Where Is version somewhere.
Darren?
Oh, man. You know what? I was actually trying to come up with, like, one definitive genre. I mean, like, I can tell you I don't like racing games as much, like the hardcore sim ones. And that's about it. I like everything, really. I mean, I'd say that there's one genre. I like the fact that a lot of the genres are coming together now.
You're just copping out, man.
I am copping out.
Everything.
No, look, I do. I mean, like, I love playing turn-based, you know, games like Silent Storm.
Yeah.
But I also love first-person shooters.
Mm-hmm. Why are you ripping on CSI 3D?
Because that's some...
Damn liar.
I didn't say I like everything. I like every genre. No, but I mean, I miss adventure games, definitely. And, Jeez, all-time favorite game?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That's a really tough one, and it's kind of retro too. I mean, I'm gonna have to. I mean, this is a game that probably like me and like five other people heard of, but Sundog: The Frozen Legacy. Am I on this one? That's totally obscure.
You're not just picking this because of the obscure factor.
No, I actually
to be hipper than us.
No, I actually play this on an Apple emulator every once in a while.
Expecting to hear about Fallout and System Shock.
What's it called?
No. It basically was like
Fallout.
It was like a Fallout's a great game too. That's another great.
The pressure's on.
Thank you for throwing another one.
Sundog:
Frozen Legacy. Basically, it was a space-bound GTA strategy game, action game that came out like. With almost no graphics, but it had a lot of cool stuff.
So your favorite game of all time?
Yeah, it's up there. It's up there on the list.
A game called Sundog: The Frozen Legacy.
Break out the muds.
That and XCOM.
There's this one rule.
You know what? Don't forget XCOM. You know what? The thing is, that's what I'm saying. Is that like there's?
It's very hard to answer this question.
Really, it's like
because it kind of changes all the time.
It's like saying, "What do you feel like having for breakfast this morning?" Or whatever.
Right, and then whatever it is. Like in my case, which I think I'll settle on Team Fortress for this, there's always going to be tons and tons of stuff about it that you hate. And in the case of Team Fortress, the big flaw is grenade spamming, or basically that every class has so many types of grenades, both primary and alternate, that you get these cases where everyone just runs out into the field and empties all their resources and everyone just blows up and dies. But that aside, in terms of, I just spent years and years playing it, just really learning the engine inside and out. And to the point where, you know, aside from the various modes that it introduced to multiplayer shooting in general, even the side things like conch mapping, which is essentially a platforming type activity where a medic takes his concussion grenade and performs leaps with that. But so map designers would make these big skill tests that are all based on that. I mean, there's just so much to that game, so much variety. There's versions of football within it, basketball, you know, all these different things. So for my money, it was free for me, so definitely Team Fortress.
Yeah, it was a great game. And a genre? Did you answer the genre question there?
Yeah, I'd say types. I mean, like Darren, I like, you know, stuff in all directions, but I'd be lying if I didn't say that shooters, single player, multiplayer are my forte, my favorites.
I guess for me, it's probably fantasy RPG stuff the most, but also shooters. I played a lot of shooters. Favorite game of all time, in fact, might be Doom. Might be. Because that was the first game that really just completely scared the bejesus out of me. You know, I had the headphones on late at night. You know, just playing. That was the first time I really got lost in a game completely, you know, which other people have experienced in other 3D games since. But that was the first one where I was really in the environment. And when things would come at me from around the corner, it just scared me to death. I am easily scared, but that's another problem. My second favorite game of all time, I think, is probably CSI. Three okay. Dimensions of Murder.
You're just
because you know what? It has all new 3D gameplay. I'm sorry. Stop making fun of that game. But no, seriously, I could answer that question differently. No matter, you know, a different week, I might say Warcraft 2 or Heroes of Might and Magic 2. Mm-hmm. That was a brilliant game.
The Ultimate
Fantasy
Series?
General is one of my all-time favorites. Going way back. That was a spinoff of Panzer General from SSI, I think it was.
Yeah, SSI.
And that was their fantasy version. So instead of tanks, you had, you know, I don't know, giant armadillos. I don't remember now.
I think they also had a really cool, like, Road Warrior one as well.
SSI?
Yeah. I can't remember what it was called, but I remember playing that one, too.
All right. Let us know out there if you remember the Road Warrior version of... you're on crack.
I'm not on crack. I am on crack, but...
So I hope we answered your question, Danish Viking.
Throw
45.
In, before we get to you, for a second contender, I'd have like Battlefield 1942, probably.
Somewhere. I love that, too. Yeah,
that's a great game.
That might be in my top 10. Top 10 would be easier than best of all time.
Yeah.
Right. That's the problem with the number one.
Yeah.
Just when you ask
World of Warcraft, I'd have to put in my top 10 now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We're more skeptical about the stuff we're still playing on a daily basis now because we just want to let it stand up. Like, I'm close to 400 hours in Battlefield 2 now, and it's like, theoretically, I'm sure, you know, down the road, that'll definitely be in
400 hours?
Yeah. That's
kind of scary.
I'm sure that's a fraction of your World of Warcraft hours, but, I mean, to give you the idea of how much replay value you get out of some shooters, you know, it's definitely up there.
I think
I don't
both
have to
need
pay
to get outside
each
more.
Month. We do.
We all do.
That does kind of segue nicely into the other question that we were going to read today, which comes from Jason, who asked us, I wanted to know if any of you guys ever get into a retro mood and play past favorite games again, or try out games you might have missed from years past, or do you just stick with the latest titles? That was a good question. I mean, a lot of the times we are stuck with the latest titles because we're reviewing them, so, and we want to stay current even if we're not reviewing them ourselves. We sort of need to know what's happening to be au courant, as they say. But do you guys ever like to fire up ye old games for fun?
Well, so long as they work in XP, I guess. There's a lot of tweaking that goes on with those.
Yeah, I bet they work on the Mac OS.
I bet.
Yeah. My idea of an old game is recent in your guys' books, but yeah, I'll still play Team Fortress. We'll play Warcraft 2
sometimes wrong with that.
Just to go on and make a... Because, of course, the few people that still play are all gods, so we'll just rig up some cheap-ass map and tell them that it's, like, massive gold, and instead we'll put, like, a dollar in each mine and get them pissed off real quick and mm-hmm. move on to something else.
Well, I find that some games just don't age at all. You know, if they're not, like, shooter, first-person stuff... Where the 3D graphics were like the key thing, to me it doesn't matter like when you're playing a Civ sort of game. You know, I just reinstalled Heroes of Might and Magic 3, which is what, 5 years old or something, and that is just as good to me as it was when it came out.
Did you get a chance to play around with the new Command and Conquer box set?
I didn't. No. How is it?
I mean, it kind of stands up. I mean, it's not like,
because there's some full motion video in there, isn't there? The cutscene. I mean, it's just the cutscenes.
This is true.
Yeah, just so I could see Kari Wur again in action. Oh.
Who made that home?
Ryan, you were just playing Ultima.
That was Ryan?
Weren't you?
No.
Weren't you just playing Ultima like last month?
Ultima Online?
Yeah.
I still play that. Yeah.
That's mad old.
That series that, old.
There you
of course,
go.
It's still current, though, right? I mean, it's still live.
Well, are you playing on a Run UO server? Or?
I'm playing on a fan's. Yeah, EA servers. Yeah, those. Nobody should be playing on those anymore.
And I reinstalled Diablo 2, Scott's favorite game, and that completely held up.
Totally. Yeah, actually, I had a conversation with Robert Herron, our HDTV analyst for PC Mag, and that's one of the things we brought up. It's like, BattleNet's still up and running, and there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people still playing that game.
They still online. Have tournaments all the time. My 13-year-old nephew recently asked me for a copy of StarCraft.
Oh, my God.
You know, and he's 13.
Yeah.
I would have thought he would have had no interest or maybe even known what it was.
I love the concept of that game, but I am just horrible at you know, management of it, and I always get trumped.
Yeah, you definitely got to bring your friends to that one.
Yeah.
To play against. Yeah, otherwise, I mean, it's like what percentage of South Korea's economy is based on that game?
tread very carefully online when you look for competition in that game.
Any vaguely Korean name.
Gone in 2 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's how I win. I just change my name to a Korean-sounding name, and it just intimidates them into quitting.
So, like, you do some really stupid move, and, like, they think, uh-oh, does he know some kind of secret
exactly,
plan?
Exactly, yeah. Some, you know, secret Korean tactic. Yeah. Okay, that didn't sound too racist.
It's the Kobayashi Maru.
Oh, jeez.
So, I think to answer the question, yes, huh? We all like playing old games.
Yeah, you know, this is inspiring me. I think I want to go reinstall Interstate 76.
Oh yeah,
I totally want to get back into
that. Okay, so that's it. What would be the one retro game, the old game you'd like to play right now? If you had time, we didn't have to finish this issue. Just something you haven't played or you've been meaning to play again.
SimCity.
Sims, like the original.
The original, yeah.
Wow.
None of the sequels were any better. That's always the best one.
Yeah, I think I agree. They messed it up with the water.
The pipes.
Sewers, the pipes.
The underground.
Ugh. I need to play System Shock 2. That'll offend some people, but I still haven't played it.
Oh, that game, man. Rules, that was a great game.
Yeah. Darren?
Well, I'm going to stick with I-76 only because I haven't played it. Graphically, it probably won't stand up, but still, I'm going to just check it out again.
Scott, what would you go play right now if you had all the time in the world?
If I had all the time in the world, I'd go play Fear and actually finish it. I think I can get past like the first act of it. If I ever get back to it. Geez. You know, jokingly, I first game that just popped into my head, because I remember going over to a buddy's house, and this was like in the mid-80s, and he had Leisure Suit Larry and Passionate Patty up there. And I was just... I saw like 3 or 4 scenes of that, and I just thought it was the funniest thing ever.
Yeah, you know they have porn for free online now.
Yeah, I know.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know. It just hit me and just like, oh man, that was demented stuff. I'd like to go back and see it now. I don't know why.
Okay, we're going to leave Scott alone.
No, you're not. No, that's a bad idea.
Mine might be Ultima 4, maybe. I've been meaning to play one of those old Ultima again.
Was that the one that introduced the whole conversation parser? Like, you like say keywords and...
I think so, unless that was 3. But now we'll find out from some angry reader.
I'm sure.
Or maybe Fallout again. That was a great game.
That was a good game.
So there you have it. That's us. That's CGW today. What's with us in the silences lately?
Is that silence?
Because I think you guys are still trying to feel out the whole process and, you know, be able to fill in the gaps over each other. And
feel out the internet.
Well... Don't ever send that picture out ever again. That's okay. All I have to say.
That's for readers. Yeah.
Everyone do a Google search.
Do a Google search for internaut. That's internaut.
He'll be our mascot. Yeah.
We're going to get Google some angry parent emails.
Yeah, if you're under 18, don't search for that.
It's safe. No, you can have safe filter on and you'll still pick up the internaut.
With the safe filter, that photo still shows up?
Yeah.
He defies all convention.
Okay.
How do you know that?
There's kind of...
Because before we came down here for this, I searched it to send the link around and it came up and I've got safe search on when I'm at work.
Okay, I'm just saying that photo
had
hints of reproductive organs on there.
Yeah, that's,
you know?
That's just your imagination.
Oh, my brain painted those in?
Yeah. That was his flight stick.
That was totally his flight stick.
I'm going to have nightmares forever.
Okay, let's wrap it up.
Wrapping it up. We're hitting the flight stick jokes.
And now I'm no longer hungry for dinner. Thank you.
Thanks for listening once again, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Love
you.